now. Is this being recorded?
Yes.
Jai Ramachandra Abhibhav Mahamahotsavati Ki Jai Sitaram Ki Jai Lakshman Ki Jai Hanuman Ki Jai Bharat Satrughna Ki Jai Hare Krishna. Pardon me? Hare Krishna. It's all right. They can, I'm not here to sing the songs so much. Can read that line, the one pertaining to Ramachandra. Hare Krishna. Tava kara kama, oh, the first one, nindasi yagya, or, no, that's not the first one.
You mean pralaya payodashi?
No, das avatar stotram. Pralaya payodashi jale dritavanasi vedam. Keshava drita mina sharira, kurma, I mean matsya. Just read it.
Oh,
what is the first line? So, it's also mentioned in the Bhagavatam in a mystical sloka that Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur applies to the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. It says, Tyaktva Sudushtaja Surepchita Raja Lakshmin. Arjabacha Dharmista Arjabacha Shah Yadagara Ranyam Mayam Ritam Mayam Mayam Rigam Doita Ipsitam Anvadavad Bande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. And the famous sloka Gurudev and Guru Maharaj would quote from ninth canto. It begins with Guru Varte, the Guru Arta. Here, Guru Varga sometimes includes mother and father. Like in Krishna Leela, Nanda Yashoda, they're part of the Guru Varga. In Ram Leela, means his father. And he has to follow his order. Chakta Sudushtaja Surepshita Raja Lakshmin. On the eve of his coronation to become the king of Ayodhya, he's sadly given the order that he's been banished to the forest. And what is noteworthy, we're now not going to try and recap the entire Ramayana. But what is noteworthy is that he accepts that without hesitation, without protest. He's on the, tomorrow he's going to be the king of Ayodhya. And so, oh, actually you're being banished to the forest. All right, Hare Krishna, Dandavat. It's told of Sita's father, who's one of the 12 Mahajans, Janakaraj, told, his equipoised, whether his hand was in a fire or on the breast of a woman. No difference. Neither situation disturbed him. Janaka, right, whom Sukadeva Goswami was sent for further training. So what is the quality of such kings, and we cannot properly estimate. Right? Even in the Gita, it's mentioned that Imam Vivashvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Abhayam Manas Ikshvakave Bravit Manur Ikshvak Vivasvan Manave Praha Manur Ikshvakave Bravit Ikshaku Raghu Dynasty, the Raghu Bangsha. So Mahaprabhu showed Shadbhuj Murti to Murari Gupta, because Murari Gupta is Hanuman, the staunch devotee of Ramachandra. In his case, he's showing him out of some affection. So Guru Maharaj says, hey, Bengali people, they like to say, you know, Ramachandra worshiped Devi. He also worshiped Shiva. And they mean by introducing this to say that, see, Devi, Ram's worshiping Devi. So we can understand Devi's in the highest position. Ram's also worshiping Shiva. It means Shiva's in the highest position. But Guru Maharaj will say, no, he's, as Ram Leela is regulated by Rajniti, means what's the proper behavior and conduct for a king, a householder, and the highest householder, the king. So as whatever worship is appropriate, he's also engaged in that sort of worship. When Guru Maharaj traveled in South India, and people would say, there's always, who's supreme? Shiva, Krishna, Rama, Indra, others, but particularly Shiva in relation to Vishnu Tattva. Guru Maharaj, like Mahaprabhu with Venkata, in a simple way, would say, Shiva is known as Gangadhar, Gangadhar Sadashiva. Gurudev gave that name at the Shiva Mandir at Govindakunda. What does it mean? Gangadhar. He's taking the Ganga, which is the foot water of Vishnu, on his head as worshipable. In a simple way, he's showing tattva, or position, perspective, sambandhagyan. Say, Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. Sometimes Guru Maharaj will say, that is for propaganda. He said, in Brihad Bhagavatamritam of Sanatana Goswami, you'll see where Mahadev Shiva's position is located. And there, when he is being praised by Narada as the topmost, holding the topmost position, he defers to Prahlad, saying, I rather appreciate the position of Prahlad Maharaj. So we're in this context, from Jnana Misra Bhakti to the Shuddha Bhakti beginning. But interestingly, is there any connection between Nrisimha pastimes and Ram Leela? Guru Maharaj is told that when Nrisimhadev comes out of the pillar and he makes the, he roars, like we've heard some digital or analog representations of the roar of a lion. Still, it can make, if you hear a good one, it can make your hair stand on it. It's very frightening. So what was the roar of Nrisimhadev? If a lion could roar right now and scare us all to death, what is the roar of Nrisimhadev? And expressing his outrage at the abuse of Prahlad Maharaj. So it was so fearsome. They have that expression in English, you know, what would scare you to death? So one lady, Brahmin lady, she had a miscarriage. And the husband, Brahmin, potent Brahmin curse, Arjavachasa, said that whoever is the cause of this, in another incarnation, in another life, he'll forget his own existence. He won't be able to remember who he is. So when he appears as Ramachandra, Guru Maharaj said, it's as if he's forgotten that he's God. Right? So much playing the role of a king. Right? He's forgotten who he is due to the curse and the Nrisimha, Prahlad Leela of that Brahma. Everything is Leelanukul. Itarata cha arte, directly, indirectly. What is it? Vyatirekabhyam. in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, nutshell slokas, everything is either directly or indirectly promoting the ultimate reality for himself, by himself. So Ramachandra has forgotten his divinity in this context. So, and yet he's banished to the forest. We're told the palms of Sita could injure the lotus feet of Ramachandra. They're so soft. How soft is that? Right. And those feet will have to, in the Tapovan, go to the forest in banishment. It's intolerable for Sita Devi, intolerable for his own father, and particularly intolerable for Lakshman. But, as Guru Maharaj points out later, Lakshman, there's nothing he can do about it. Later when they're discussing, like, which pastimes do you like the best? Krishna and Balaram, and they can talk. And Balaram saying, well, in the Ram Leela, where I'm the younger brother, I'm restrained by, I just can't tolerate what they're doing to you. That's why he has to be the younger brother. Because if he's the elder brother, he would just smash them all. Mushalapani, the carrier of the club, when something's intolerable, you just smash everybody. As Guru Maharaj is told, when Krishna and Uddhava are having some diplomatic conversation, Balaram says, what all the talk? I just go there and smash his head with my club and this matter is finished. Oh, Balaram. But in Ram Leela, he can't express himself. He is constrained, Ram is constrained. And ultimately, what is, and Bharat, when he is put on the throne, he refused to take the throne. What does he do? He puts the paduka of Ramachandra on the throne and sits nearby. He won't take the singhasan, the padukas of Ramachandra installed in his absence till he can return. And who was it? Maybe it was Hanuman flying over and his shadow was on the padukas. They shot him down like a drone. It was all part of the pastimes too, to reveal who is who has so much devotion. The devotee showing greater devotion, power than the Lord. Ramachandra had to build a bridge to go from the southern tip of India, Rameshwaram, to Lanka, whereas Hanuman could leap over, right? Jumping from one mountain peak to another and then leap from the southern tip of India to Sri Lanka. Whereas Ramachandra had to build a bridge. And what did he do? When he summoned the Mahasamudra, the ocean, who didn't want to appear before him, told by the glance of Ramachandra, his anger, divine anger expressed at this moment, the ocean started to boil. And all the sharks, and it was getting too hot. And so they told the Mahasamudra, you have to appear, Ramachandra is calling you. Please help us. And then the ocean agreed to cooperate. But that Ramachandra, and just to show some of their respective positions, when they're trying to, I think it's, how there's so much Sukriti in India. I told that book we used to carry as we traveled around. It's a 4-volume set, tells you every holy place there is. So we would just like see what holy place we're near. All of India is a holy place. Some more holy than others, that's all. But there isn't one place I see on Facebook. We have so many people liking what we're doing, and then you'll see what town they're from. I click on the town, and inevitably, it'll say something about Ram Leela, Krishna Leela, this Leela, that Leela. So we're traveling around, and then we came to one town called Nasik. And we're thinking, well, let's look in the book and see, what does it say about Nasik? So as you may know, Nasik's one of the 4 Kumbha places, but it's also where Nash, the nose of Surpanakha was, as she approached Ramachandra for, you know, in an erotic mood, and he cut her nose off to spite her. And later, sometimes in anger, when the Braja Gopis are expressing man and anger towards Krishna, they're saying, that woman, she so, you know, she approached you in such a nice way and you cut off her nose. What kind of man is this? But anyway, what I mean to say is about the piety of the level of people in India, their sangskar, they're born into a place where they, all of these pastimes are known to them since their childhood. So, and to what degree has it saturated the culture? Like in the kitchen, maybe there's little insects you want to keep out of the dry goods in the kitchen. So in some other place, like America, they have something called this bomb, or this killer, or that roach killer. In India and Bengal, what they called Lakshman Rekha means the line drawn by Lakshman. So they have this chalk in Bengal. You draw it around your kitchen and no insects will cross that line. This they are telling. How far it is true, but still, you can, and it's called Lakshman Rekha. And what does it mean? When they were in the forest, and Marichi appeared, showing illusion to try and, they want to kidnap Sita. When she's charmed by this little deer, like Bambi, like a Disney deer, she's, oh, so cute, so charming. And Ramachandra goes off, then tells Lakshman, don't leave Sita under any circumstance. For no reason are you to leave her. But after some time, who is it, either Mahi, Ravana, they can imitate perfectly. So suddenly Ramachandra, Lakshman, help me! Lakshman, help! It's the voice of Ramachandra. And he's remembering, Ramachandra said, don't leave for a moment under any circumstances. And he's like, Lakshman, help me! And his heart is break. He tells Sita, look, I'm going to make this special line around you, the Lakshman Rekha. Do not, as long as you stay within the circle, you'll be protected. But if you step outside of that circle, you'll be lost. And he runs off to get Ramachandra. And then Bambi, the little deer, comes again. Mayam Ragam Duitamitam Anbadavad. And charming Sita. And she crosses the Lakshman Rekha and is swooped up and taken by Ravana. But she's also the daughter of Janaka Maharaj. She's also, you know, a princess, very intelligent. And so as she's being carried toward on the journey, she starts taking off her bangles and earrings, dropping things, so it's leaving a trail of the direction in which she's going. So fast forward later, when some of the monkey warriors helping Sugriva, Hanuman, they find this jewelry and show it to Ramachandra and Lakshman, Ramachandra gets all excited. He's saying, because he can see this is indicating the direction in which he's gone, and he turns to Lakshman and says, Lakshman, look, do you recognize these? This is the jewelry of Sita. And here we find something very interesting, that the only thing Lakshman can recognize are the Nupur, the anklets. Because although she is the most beautiful woman in creation and beyond creation, Lakshman is so controlled by his devotional mood, not sense control, devotional mood. He said, I never looked above her ankle, so I don't recognize what was on her wrist, what was on her neck, what was on her ears. I've never seen that. So how he could be in the presence of arguably the most beautiful woman within and beyond creation. I've never looked above her, the ankles of her lotus feet, but I do recognize that. Right? So, and when we were in Petersburg in Lakhta, and there, after the snows melt, are they melting yet? Anyway, there will be puddles of water. So I was there once, and I was praising Vijay Raman Prabhu for the bricks of which the building, you know, that building is a mystical building, the temple. It's got this sandwich system. Avadhut Maharaj could explain it better than me. But there's also some special bricks there. So Vijay wanted to show me how special these bricks are. So there's a puddle of melted snow, and he took one of the bricks and put it on the puddle, and it's floating. And I've never seen a floating brick. Right? But I was just reading the Ramayana. I said, oh, it reminds me there. And we started playing, because when Ramachandra, when they want to float bricks to cross the ocean, the devotees are doing, all they go, Ram, 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 and you can watch the little movie and see. And they're all dancing, the monkeys, and everything, and they put the bricks, and they're all floating, but they are chanting Ram Nam. And later, when everyone's resting, we're told Ramachandra, he goes out and takes a big, and he tries, and it sinks. And someone observing him said, you have to chant Ram Nam. Like, oh. So we like that, because it shows the holy name. This is his play to show the name of the Lord is more powerful than the Lord himself. But we're told also Hanuman, the super servitor, who can clip off the tops of mountains as he did in getting the medicine from the Gandamandana mountain. We're told like, and this can be some advice to anyone who has to do particular service. He has to get this medicine to revive Ram and Lakshman. But going to that mountaintop, he's unsure which herb it is. He's not an Ayurvedic doctor. Later he is, as Murari Gupta. Anyway, he just takes the whole mountain peak and thinks, it's in there somewhere. And that's why you see the famous picture of Hanuman flying with the top of the mountain. But anyway, he's doing super service. And then there are little chipmunks who are with their paws, they're picking up some sand and throwing in the ocean. And then Hanuman's trying to, and they need to do this fast. And sometimes he's trying not to step on the little chipmunks, and they're kind of getting in his way. It's annoying, you know. And then finally he sort of like kicks one of them. We're not sure if it's like on purpose or by accident. But little chipmunk is unconscious. And then Ramachandra comes and picks up that chipmunk and starts petting him, and he like comes to, oh, Jai Sitaram, Jai Sitaram. And Ramachandra, and in India you can see the chipmunks, they have little green stripes on them. They say it's from Ramachandra petting them. And he says, Hanuman, you are serving according to your capacity, and you're a super servitor. So you can chop off the peaks of mountains. But they're also serving according to their capacity, and they're putting some sands. So he's saying, I'm accepting everyone's service. The sands from the palms of the chipmunks and the mountain peaks from your lotus palms. And I thought, if you look at any floor like this one, you see the tiles. But in between the tiles is what they call grout, which is made from sand. So it's not like they're doing some imaginary seva. What they're doing, it also needs to be done. So, and we're also told at some point, and this happens amongst devotees, some servitors start questioning the loyalty or the devotion of another servitor, whether they're really a devotee or not. So Bibhishan, who was Ravana's brother, now he's switched sides, and he's with Ramachandra, but things are not going their way. And then some are thinking, it's disinformatsi, his KGB. Because Bibhishan, little Russian accent he's having. Is he really loyal to Ramachandra? And they're pressing Ramachandra. You've oust him. He's supplying information to the enemy. And Ramachandra said, no, you don't understand. Once I accept someone, it's forever. I've accepted him. Gurudev had to explain this many times to his disciples. They're going, oh, you need to oust this particular devotee. And Gurudev said, no, you don't understand. Once I've accepted someone, it's forever. I will accompany them to hell. So then the servitors, they have to adjust themselves. So at any rate, we're told in the Bhagavatam in synopsis form that when they're fighting on the battlefield, well, it's mentioned in the seventh canto, trying to understand some history and Jiva Tattva and many other things. It's mentioned that when Jai and Vijay were cursed, by the Kumaras, three births they'd have to take in the material world, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Kumbhakarna and Ravana, and Shishupal and Dantavakra. And it's noteworthy, and Gaur Lila, Jagai and Madhai. Right? So, Kumbhakarna and Dantavakra and Ramlila. So, why is I telling you? Oh, because in the Bhagavatam, finally, when the fight comes, it's mentioned at one point that Indra's elephant, Airavata, crushes against the chest of Ramachandra and breaks into like 1,000 pieces scattered everywhere. And Ravana's thinking he's so powerful, no one can stop him. He starts laughing, Dashgreeve, it's ten-headed. Like there's Hayagreeve, well he's Dashgreeve, ten-headed Ravana. With his 10 heads, he's laughing, thinking he's invincible. No one can stop him. It's at that moment Ramachandra releases his bow and it says there very nicely, it says, but his laughter stopped along with his life error and everything else to the tingling sound of the bow of Ramachandra, a direct hit in his heart, and he dropped dead on the battlefield, dying. And we're told that's when, as he's lying there dying, that Ramachandra tells Lakshman to approach him for some advice. Chanakya says that you can take gold from a filthy place, a good wife from an bad family, and good advice from even a fool or someone who appears to be unqualified. Ramachandra telling Lakshman, take advice from Ravana. He knows many things. And Lakshman makes his approach to the lotus mouth. He goes to sit by, his mouth. And Ramachandra, no. When you're his guru disciple, you must approach at the feet. Then Lakshman repositions himself at the feet. And that's when Ravan tells him that famous saying, Subhasha Shigram Asubha Kolohanam. That which is auspicious, do immediately. And that which is inauspicious, you should delay. And he said, I had many good programs. Stairway to Heaven, Mango program, many different programs. And he had in Sri Lanka. He said, but then I stopped all these good programs and went after Sita. And against all good advice, everyone told me not to do this. Even I knew it was a bad thing to do, but I rushed into it. Now here I am lying, dying. So my advice to you, what is auspicious, that you should do right away. And what is inauspicious, delay. Avoid taking that action. And I remember reading the Ramayana, and there's so many wonderful things there. I feel ashamed that I cannot represent them. But one thing that sticks out in my mind was a part that really upset me. Because you think, oh, now we're moving towards a happy ending. They're reunited. Now Sita's, and you're very, as a reader, you're very happy. And you think, oh, now is the Hollywood ending. They will live happily ever after. And you're just so happy. You've read this huge epic tale, second perhaps to the Mahabharata. And then we're told, what is it? That it comes to the ear of Ramachandra that some just ordinary man is overheard. The king has his spies who wander through the city, just hearing how the citizens are doing. Is everybody okay? Is everybody being taken care of? Does anybody have any complaints? And when they're going by a house, one man, because Sitana lived in the house of Ravana for 1 year, you know, some arrogant man says, well, that henpecked Ramachandra may take back his wife after living in another man's house for a year, but I'll never do anything like that. I've got some standards, some principles that I follow. Like sometimes our ego gets upset because someone says something about us. He's Ramachandra. We should be reminded. People say offensive things about him who's totally, you know, he's perfect. They say horrible things about Krishna. So Krishna supplies the breath of life by which someone can blaspheme him, like Shishupal. Shishupal was blaspheming Krishna when he was a toddler. As soon as he learned to speak, the first thing he said was Krishna Aparad. As Prahlad was in ecstasy trying to chant the alphabet, like when he'd say ka, he would faint in ecstasy because it reminded him of Krishna. Shishupal the other direction. The first thing he says is something horrible about Krishna crawling on the floor and then laughing. Like little kids do, right? So, what was I saying?
There was a complaint.
Oh, a complaint from a man. So it reaches the ear of Ramachandra, and as an ideal king, he realizes he has to do something, and he banishes Sita. And this is where the heartbreak. Whatever you heard up to that point, if you thought that was heartbreaking, this is heartbreaking. And not only that, she's banished and must go to the ashram of Valmiki. Then we find out she's also pregnant with twins. And Mahaprabhu's tour of South India, he's in a town where there's one man who's very upset and crying, and his heart is breaking for another reason. He cannot digest, accommodate in any way, shape, or form that Ravana kidnapped Sita, going back to that part. This is incomprehensible to him. It's just paining his heart to think of this demon's fleshy hand touching the divine form of Sita. So Mahaprabhu finds in the Kurma Purana, where it's told that there's a Maya Sita, an illusory representation of Sita. He said, what to speak of touch with the demonic fleshy hand? He can't even see the form of Sita. It's only an illusory representation, a Maya Sita, that he can see, touch, kidnap, etc. Then that man, that devotee, his heart gets some relief. Mahaprabhu brought relief to his heart. Right? And by extension, it helps us understand, according to Chakrabarti Thakur, about Brajagopis and their husbands and so many other things we don't need to go into right now. But at any rate, so there is Sita in the ashram of Valmiki, giving birth to Love and Kush, etc. And I just read this, and then I met one of my friends from long, long ago, like 20, 30 years ago, and somehow we got onto this subject. And I was saying, oh, how Ramachandra was willing to sacrifice himself, his own wishes, his own desires, his own preferences, for the people, what kind of heart king, what kind of character is willing to sacrifice his own happiness for the citizens. And my friend, he caught me off guard and he said, but not for Sita, her unhappiness. And at the time, I was just unable to speak, and we hadn't seen each other in so many years, and I didn't feel the inspiration to say anything. But later, I was riding on a train in the Ukraine with some friends of ours, and then it came to me, and I thought, that's why she's even more exalted. The pain of separation in her heart that she's embraced in these past times. That's why she's holding a super exalted position. And as we posted today, what does Guru Maharaj say? That Ramachandra, he has to do Ashwamedha Yajna and other sacrifices when he returns to the throne. And I'll conclude with this. But to do that, you need your wife at your side. But Sita's and the ashram of Valmiki. So Yajna Sita, a murti of Sita, is constructed. So this golden Yajna Sita, murti of Sita, is there next to Ramachandra, and he does the Yajna. But news reaches Sita, and this gives her inconceivable happiness. And Guru Maharaj says, she's thinking, I may have been banished from the kingdom because of this Rajniti. And these pastimes, that's taking the primary position. Unlike Krishna Leela, where all these things are being canceled. But in Ram Leela, that's given the premier position. So because of this necessity, he had to, but I have not been banished from his heart. And even, we're told, perhaps Garga Sangita, those Yajna Sitas, more than one, they, by the power of Ramachandra's divinity, they become alive. They're not just murti. It's like Arche Vishnau Shiladir Gurushu Narmati. They're actually animate. And they are so overwhelmed by the beauty of Ramachandra, right, that sometimes we're told, when we hear Rupa Goswami, the 50 quality jiva, 55 executive officer jiva, Shiva, 60 Vishnu, 64 Krishna. But sometimes Guru Maharaj will say 62 in Ramachandra and Baladev. So some inconceivable beauty in Ramachandra form. The Yajna Sitas, their erotic sentiments are awakened in them. Still, Ramachandra is saying, Ek Patni. And Ramnila, I only have one wife, conjugal sevas, limited to one. He said, but later, when I appear as Krishna, then your hearts can. Desires can be fulfilled. The Yajna Sitas, the Dandakaranya Rishis, the Veda Stuti, etc. But when Sita hears a golden murti of her is beside Ramachandra, he's saying, oh, I've not been banished from his heart. There, the imperial throne of Ramachandra's heart, she occupies eternally. So there's so many things to be said on this divine occasion. I've tried to say what I could. Guru Maharaj's name was Ramendra Chandra Bhattacharya. His mom named him after Ramachandra. And I wanted to say one other thing about her. This shows you like what a divine lady she must have been, is. Somehow she was in Rishikesh, like when they go for the Ganga and different things. And there's some Nam Sankirtan going on. maybe in her final days. Her affectionate name for Guru Maharaj was Ramu. So his name was Ramachandra, but Ramendra Chandra, but she called him Ramu. And she said, hearing the kirtan, and she said, previously, the kirtan, it used to be so sweet in my heart. But now that Ramu has given up the world, when I hear the kirtan, the holy name of the Lord, it brings some pain to my heart. So that pain, Guru Maharaj said, quoting Shelley, our sweetest songs are those that tell the saddest thoughts. So Ram Leela is actually a primer for the separation that will be expressed in Krishna Leela. The most substantial pastimes that we have that have a permanent hold on the heart, mind, souls, imagination of everyone, still the Ramayana and Krishna Leela. What is Gaura Leela? The focal point of Mahaprabhu's, Kurukshetra and Brahmar Gita, the two zenith points of separation to the extreme. But I say Ram Leela in this sense is a primer for the separation that will be expressed in Krishna Leela. So all over India, to this day, I said once to Sandeep, just thinking out loud, I said, I needed some information. I said, when was the last time India had like someone who was the king of the whole India? And he said without hesitation, he said, Yudhisthira. He didn't say, oh, according to myth, according to legend. No. The long and short of it is everybody in India knows these things are real. So he said without, right from his heart, Yudhisthira Maharaj, this is the sanskar of the Indian people. They don't talk about the Ramayana and the Mahabharata like there's some kind of mythical stories or legends. This is the beauty of the people of India. They speak of them as, this is our history. This is our history. Mahabharata, Ramayana, Krishna. It's not myth, not legend. That's a British invention, right? The envious eyes of the West being unable to compete with the superior history of India and its spiritual culture. They had to give this, well, and so many years, and we have a carbon dating system. You know what you can do with your carbon dating system? Right? These are the pastimes, netihasa nikalpanam. Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, they're not historical in the conventional sense, but neither are they imaginary. That's why it's a twofold, netihasa nikalpanam. It's reality, very beautiful reality expressed in this way. And it's our good fortune by the grace of our Guru Varga, and the Lord himself and his divine associates, that any brush with this brings permanent auspiciousness in our lives. Jai Ramachandra Abhirbhav Mahamahotsavati Ti Ki Jai Sri Sitaram Ki Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Shatrughna Bharata Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, you want to say a few words?
Well, actually, hard to comment what you express, because it's pretty much sequence by sequence. I was just counting fingers, because how perfect this presentation of Ram Leela and going to Mudra separation, Mahaprabhu. But, we also remind ourselves we're in Asia.
Yeah.
Steel kings.
Oh, here, Thailand.
Named by Ram.
Right.
Ayutthaya means Ayodhya.
Yeah.
So there's a whole capital of this country, and elsewhere, Burma, Bali, that's where you can go and find Gadishkak, Murti, statue, memory of Gadishkak. And so, this is, as well as Russian, Ruslan and Lyudmila, the story of kidnapping and the great warrior conquering. So this
this king, the king of Thailand, he's also a Rama. He's like Rama 13. His name is Bhumibaldev, his individual name, but he's like Rama, I think the 13th.
Yeah.
And the four main streets in Bangkok, Rama 1, Rama 2, Rama 3, and Rama 4.
Right. So,
and as Mara said, the holiest place in Thailand called Ayutthaya, which means Ayodhya.
So, Antaya, actually, it's a short time for Ayutthaya, Thai means Ayodhya. That means it's a Khmer kingdom were based on Vishnuloka. The whole Siam, which is Siam kingdom, is based on glory of Ramachandra. So Ramachandra known actually more than Krishna and more than any other avatars outside of India for numerous years. Indonesia, Bali, all the Asian world, south part of China. So, as Maharaj said, it's hard for us to say this is a legend. Yeah, we can't actually admit. But from another point, we can't also disagree that this is one of the best epic ever told.
Yes.
This is like Maharaj Vrat. I remember a few years back, he had Valmiki Ramayana, and then when I was in the hospital, I said, well, what the pregnant women do in India, they read Ramayana. So I'm at the hospital, I can't move, maybe I read Ramayana. One thing really amazed me, one time I was in Jodhpur, which is a desert city of Rajasthan, and I'm sitting in front of my shop on the second floor, like having chai, and these Indian ancient buildings. Then I hear like a shout, and I see like 10,000 women coming. I said, what is this? Oh, he said, oh, they carry a Ramayana on their head. He said, today's appearance of Ramayana. So I saw like 10,000 women, it was primarily women, carry a Ramayana on their head with coconut bowls and like things. And these women approaching.
They're called Ramayan heads.
Right. And then I saw some, they're bringing the palanquin, their seat around, the children dress and the seat around. It was a beautiful parade and everybody shouting flowers.
Showering.
Yeah, showering flowers. So I was just like amazed, because what really amazed me is the faith of these people.
Yeah.
So ordinary Indian Rajasthani women, they have very beautiful ways to cover their faces. So you don't see really faces, very transparent, but you see them, every one of them carry Ramayana on their head. And that was very dramatic. I wish I had a camera, but it was very dramatic shot. It's like a river of people coming from, it's a mountain place. So you could actually see everything filled with people with Ramayana. So that was very, very touching for me to understand how this great divine story penetrates people's heart up to date.
Yeah.
And it still will go on. So then we can understand Ram will be always remembered and will be always praised and will be always an ideal hero for those who wants to match themselves according to any kind of ideal. So, anybody read actually Ramayana, they'll get so much substance you can't even believe how much it is. And I'm sure in the original version with Sanskrit slokas and stories, there are actually much more. So we know pretty much condensed stories. And within, just like Maharaj said, the whole Lila is connected between Gaur Lila, Ram Lila, Krishna Lila. We'll see this deep mood of separation that actually spreads from Ramayana, but has a peak in Gaur Lila. Like, what's been as a seed in Ram Lila, and very deeply showing the drama, what makes the drama, in Gaur Lila become even more internally
fully expressed.
That's why Guru Maharaj explained. He went to the forest, but in this time, Mahaprabhu, he's taken this, move for the salvation of living beings.
Sannyas.
Yeah, sannyas. And, you know, we know Sita Ram, they came to Navadvipa and he said, well, you know, and she felt something very beautiful and he said, well, I have to tell you the truth, very soon you'll be kidnapped and then I will die of separation to worship your golden murti. But here at this place, the things will be changed. So when I become Mahaprabhu, actually I will take sannyas and leave, and I'll leave you my wooden murti and you will worship this and with your tears. And that's Mahaprabhu Dameshwar. So that's where that Leela, cross Leela, beautiful exalted moment where Mahaprabhu is Dameshwar, he's previously Ram, and she's previously Sita, but now she's Vishnupriya. But something even more deeper going on. So that's why we're lucky how much we understand that by getting access to Gaura Leela, at some point it's a salvation, but from another point, the divine drama is so much deep. It's actually the hardest art to tell the love story. That's why in Ramayana you have the epic action, you have so many, but Mahaprabhu is pure love story, we can say from that point. So it's actually, we know, an art of movies. You know, you can have a good epic once in a while, but love story movie comes once in like, you know, 20 years, 30 years. That people know. Very, very hard for those who have expression to tell a story to. That's why, you know, Romeo and Juliet, everybody knows for years. Very few matching stories can be told in this world. So we're very fortunate that we are connected to
this story has survived for over 2 million years.
Right. But again, we say how it's connected with Gaura Leela, then we can understand. Gaura Leela is pure love story. It's very little. Yeah, there are some drama, but there's no war, actually. There's not so much war. There's so much to be excited about from external point. Because in Ramayana, it's all...
Sango Pangashtra Parshadam in Gaura Leela.
Yes. So, you know, many other things, like, you know, Ravana. At some point, you want to praise the person, how right. excellent he was. From another point, like you see like the battle, he's losing his son. He's losing his best generals. He's losing everything. Like one by one, actually, losing, and how much pain he feels. But still, it shows like the ego. Ego can survive so many things, but ego can be one of the biggest obstacles. As Guru Maharaj said, ego is mountain. So he's like, his ego is so much, so big, because he's a big guy. He can't, do you understand? It's like pain of losing son, kingdom, generals, properties. But that's actually showing how strong ego and how...
Right. To admit you're wrong.
Right, so and how difficult to defeat your ego. People, for ego, people can lose everything. So he's one of those characters who has very big ego and at the same time. Maharaj mentioned so many beautiful things about Indrajit, Hanuman, and you know, Ramachandra is actually, he's very tolerant. At some point, Sugriv, you know, got into, after killing Balia, Sugriv got into total drunken enjoyment mode. And Ramachandra had to wait like maybe 1 year or 6 months. And Sugriv like enjoying with Tara, the wife of his brother, and he's always drunk. And Ramachandra, he's taking austerity on the mountain. And then Hanuman coming to Sugriv and he's telling like, look, we had a deal, we help you to get back your kingdom and you're supposed to have the Ram. And like Sugriv is drunk, he's like, okay, you know, I have a little layout, I have a little vacation. But he said, you can't understand the deepness of separation of Ramachandra and Sita actually. And then gradually Sugriv started realizing how wrong he is actually. So it's also we can understand was been given to him by Ram immediately. You know, that's why sometimes we compare to monkeys because we are immediately enjoy with, you know, some mundane things and forgiving what is actually our purpose in this life once we achieve things. So there are many things to learn and I wouldn't want to talk in front of Maharaj all this things because we had a quite long talk, but I'm very fortunate that today I'm here and we're hearing something about Ramayana. We also hope that one day some great epic will be known to the rest of the world because of the Hollywood technology and ability. But we can say one thing is important. As the deep intro into Ram Lila, now I understand why actually I've read Ram Lila after understanding something about Mahaprabhu. Because it become different taste. If you don't know what Mahaprabhu pastimes is and you read Ram Lila, you'll get different understanding. As Maharaj said, everything connected, everything spreads there. The drama begins and it's Niti Lila, so it's a different aspect. So we're very fortunate that we can view all these things from point of Mahaprabhu. That's why famous people like Jagananda Pandit and his Premavivarta, they say, you know, or others, they say somebody can read Ramayana, somebody can read Mahabharata. But whether they can understand what it's all about fully, deeply, I don't think it's possible without having blessings of Mahaprabhu and Vaishnavas. Chaitanya Charitamrita shows Mahaprabhu standing to Vankatabhata, or what's his name, Vaishnava.
Yes.
And he can't bear his separation, and Mahaprabhu just revealing him inner meaning of Ram Lila. He say, you can't really understand it without being connected with me. So.
Who is that?
Well, Mahaprabhu.
You mean Murari Gupta? Or?
No, it's a South Indian Brahmin who's fasting and dying.
Oh, right, but that's not Venkatabhata.
Right. Mahaprabhu coming to him and explaining to him what is Ram Lila. And actually, we can understand he's a Ram devotee, but for some mysterious grace, he's getting Mahaprabhu association. Anyway, Jaya Shri Ram. We could chant the song.
Sure.
Das Avatar?
Sure.
Yes, the Avatar. Может, вы будете чант, или вы будете чант?
You can chant. 215?
215.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this. Pralaya prayodha shijadhi rishnam ashidam vihita vahitra charitram abhidam
Apayodi jale dhritavano sivedam Vita bahita charitra makedam
Vesha vadita mina sharira Jaya jagodisha hore Jaya jagodisha hore Jaya jagodisha
hore Vita Mina Sharira Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Shityariha vipulatare tishtati tava priste Dharani dharana kina chakra gariste
Shavadita kurma sharira Jajabhadisha hare Jajabhadisha
Kesavadrita kurma sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Ba
vasati dashana shikare darani tabalagna Shashini kalanka kalevani magna Keshavadvita Shukara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Tavakara kamala varena kam adbhuta singam Dalita hiranya kashipu tanu bringam Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Chalayasi Vikramane Balim Adbhuta Vaman Padanaka Nira Janita Jana Pavan
Keshavadita Vama Rupa Jaya Jagadishare Jaya Jagadishare
Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Kshatriya Rudhira Maye Jagadapagata Papam Snapayasi Payasi Samita Bhavatapam
Keshavadrita Bhupati Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare
Keshavadrita Bhrigupati Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Vitarasi dikurane dikpati kamaniyam Dasamukha moli balim ramaniyam
Keshavadrita rama sharira jaya jagadisha hare Jaya jagadisha hare Jaya jagadisha hare
Keshavadrita Rama Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Bahasi bapushi bishade basanam jaladabam halahati biti milita jamunabam Keshavadrita haladara rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Nindasi yagya videraha shruti jatam sadaya hridaya darshita pashu gatam Keshavadrita Buddha Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Lecha nibaha nidane kalaya shikaravalam Duma ketumiva kim apikaralam Keshavadrita Kalki Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Deva Kaveridam Uditam Udaram Srinu Sukadam Subadam Babasaram Keshavadrita Dashavidha Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare.
Hare Krishna. That's it.
Last look is very special because it tells about Krishna who is coming in different forms. So it's a good evidence for Indians. Everybody knows Das Avatar and Devastoka, but this look is finally tells they all come from Krishna.
The Das Avatar is from Gita Govinda, which is sung for the Jagannath deity. Hare Krishna. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Satyasata Sri Srimad Sulabhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Sulabhakti Rakat Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Shrimpanu Guru Varga Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Guranga Gandharva Govinda Sundarju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Rama Chandra Viva Mahamahotavatiti Ki Jai. Sri Ayodhidam Ki Jai. Sri Sitaram Ki Jai. Sitaram Hanuman Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhumitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Gauritam Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Ganga Devi Jumuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varinya Svilasi Bhaktivinoda Shami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Nirmala Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bhima Avadhut Maharaj Ki Jai. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Ramachandra Viva Mahamahotavatiti Ki Jai. Sri Ram Navami Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Tai Go Premanande.
Jai
Srila
Bhakti Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.